Hey everyone, thanks for joining me today. Glad you're here. Since you're listening to this episode, I think it's safe for me to assume that you're interested in starting a podcast. Otherwise, you're just listening because you like my show, which is awesome. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Anyways, maybe you've been thinking about starting a podcast for a while. Maybe you've even bought some gear or planned or recorded a few episodes, but for some reason you just haven't pulled the trigger and published anything yet. So you're listening to this because you want me to convince you to start a podcast. You want me to talk you into doing it, to recording and shipping your first episodes and getting them into iTunes and out into the world where people can hear them. And I just want to say, I'd be happy to do that. I love helping people start new podcasts. I get excited about it. So that's what I'm talking about today, episode 31 of the podcast, dude. Why 2016 is the time to start podcasting. My name is Aaron Dowd. Let's start a podcast. I mean, I've had a podcast for a while, but let's start this episode. Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 31 of the podcast, dude. My name is Aaron Dowd, and I am the full-time podcast editor for the Sean West Network. I love helping people make podcasts. Before I worked for Sean West, it was my full-time job, full-time podcast editor. You can ask me about that sometime if you want. But my goal is to help you, really to help people make better podcasts. If you haven't started a podcast, that's my goal for today's show. I'm going to try to talk you into starting a podcast. So why start a podcast now? Podcasting, I don't think it's quite mainstream yet, but I do think that it will be within the next year or two. Podcasting is, you know, relatively speaking, still pretty young. There are still many, many people who are discovering podcasts every day. So your future audience, if you start a podcast, your future audience is big. It's growing. And there are so many people out there right now listening to podcasts, discovering new podcasts, but there are far fewer people actually making them. Because to make a podcast, you have to switch over from consumption mode to creation mode. And I think this is hard for many people because it's much easier to consume. It's easier to just listen to podcasts or to watch videos or watch TV or Netflix. And I know this because one of the Sean West community members this morning posted a link to a study, an article that came out that says that the average American watches 3 hours and 43 minutes of TV every day. That's just mind-blowing to me. But although I understand, I know that how that happens. Doing that, watching TV, listening to podcasts, consuming content requires little to no effort. It's easy. There's no risk. You don't have to do much except just passively sit back and enjoy something. But I know you're different than those average people because you're listening to this episode. You're already thinking about creating, which means you're not like everybody else. You're almost there. Another great reason is that podcasting gear and hosting and the services required to start and launch a podcast have gotten cheaper. Recording and editing is easier than ever. There are podcast editors you can hire that are relatively affordable that can help you with the show. So it's no longer the Wild West where you got to figure everything out for yourself. There are people who have created services and tutorials and videos. And really, I mean, I've done 30 episodes that you can go back through if you want to learn about something. I've talked about all this stuff. So the information is out there. It's just up to you to go out and watch it, to learn it, to do it. Another reason I think podcasting is the perfect gateway drug for making video. So community member and coworker at Sean West, Corey Miller, he thinks that video is going to be huge in 2016, and I think he's right. So learning about podcasting, learning how to podcast, will also prepare you to make video. You got to learn about the audio, got to learn about writing and preparing the episodes and talking. You're halfway to making video. So I think that's another benefit. Podcasting will also help you learn more about yourself and more about the thing you're passionate about. But it's not an easy way to make money. So if you're desperate to make money right now, now is probably not the right time to start your podcast. But if you want to grow an audience, if you want to make new friends, if you want to promote your work and your products, then you should definitely start a podcast. So I want to share my experience because I started this podcast back in April of 2015. So what have I gotten out of it so far? What benefits have I seen? Well, the biggest ones is are, is, are, whatever. The biggest ones are, I've gotten better at speaking. I've gotten better at talking, not just on a microphone, but in real life as well. And I've gotten better at writing. I do a lot of writing for my episodes. I write in preparation before I record, and then I also write afterwards, clarifying what I've said, making it make sense. So I've gotten a lot better at writing. That's a great skill to have these days. And I've also met so many really, really awesome new people, and I've made friendships that will last a lifetime. So you can't put a price on that, but it's been incredible to meet so many people, so many listeners, to talk to them, to meet them for coffee. It's just been really, really awesome. Another benefit that I was not expecting, because of podcasting, I think I'm at least 20% more handsome than before. So podcasting has dramatically improved my looks. My hairstyle has improved dramatically. So some unexpected benefits from podcasting. Okay, I'm totally joking. But seriously, I've also learned so much about audio and podcasting and so many other things. So I'm really glad I started my show. If I could go back, I think I would have started it sooner, but can't go back, can only go forward. All right, so you're thinking, cool, that sounds good, Aaron. This is, you're starting to talk me into this. So what do I need to do? Okay, well, I've written down 4 steps for you to take to get started. And there's actually more steps, but these are the ones I want you to think about right now if you're just getting started. And I've also created a free worksheet for you to download and fill out that'll help you get some clarity about what it is that you should be podcasting about. So you can find that and download it for free at thepodcastdude.com/31, which is also where you'll find the show notes for this episode, thepodcastdude.com/31. So this worksheet is a markdown file, so you can open it with any text editor and start answering the questions in there. But four things for you to do. Number one, you got to choose your topic. So your topic, the thing that your show should be about, this should be the thing that you are most passionate about, and also something that you have experience with. And I'd recommend that you do not do a podcast about a topic that you don't have much experience with unless you're willing to do a ton of research for each episode. But I would say, I would ask you, what's your favorite thing in the world? And then also, what are you good at? That's a great thing to do a podcast about. Number two, brainstorm topics for your first 5 or 10 episodes. So this is an important step, something I think a lot of people who start a podcast would be in really good shape if they did this before they started recording. Brainstorm some topics for your first 5 or 10 episodes. If you have more topics than that, great, write them down. You're going to need them later, trust me. But if you get stuck, if you can't think of, maybe you come up with 4 or 5 and you want to do some more, talk to one of your friends or talk to a coworker, talk to someone who you know who shares your passion for the thing you're going to be talking about. Because I've found that talking to people, talking to my friends, talking to the people in the Sean West community has been really, really helpful for finding topics for things to talk about and then kind of shaping the outline for each episode. Speaking of outlines, I would recommend for each of these topics, if you can, just write a first draft, 200 to, you know, 1,000 words, just a rough draft, don't do a bunch of editing. Start with an outline if that's how you like to work. Then you can go through and fill in the details. And if you aren't comfortable with writing, use the recording app on your phone to record yourself talking for 5 or 10 minutes about that topic, and then listen back to it and write down the key points. Write down the most important things that you have to say about that topic. And then you can build an episode around those. So choose your topic, brainstorm some additional, well, I say choose your topic. Choose your main topic. And then brainstorm some episode ideas. Number three, buy some recording gear. You got to have some recording gear. If you don't have any money, if you don't have much spare money, but you still want a podcast, then just use whatever you have handy. Apple earbuds. I don't really recommend the laptop microphones. They really, really sound good. And really, the Apple earbuds, they're not going to sound great either. But save up. Try to upgrade to something a little better as soon as you can. If you have some money, but you're not sure what to get, then I'd encourage you to send me an email with your budget. Tell me how much money you have, and I'll tell you the best gear, the best sound quality that you can get for that amount of money. So my email is aaron@thepodcastdude.com. Totally happy to do that for you. So, but really, you're going to need a microphone. So either a USB microphone that plugs straight into your computer, or an XLR microphone combined with a USB interface. So I talked about gear in episode 2, so I'm not going to go over that too much here. But go check out episode 2 at thepodcastdude.com/2 if you want to learn more about gear, what kind of gear you should get. I've got a great gear guide right there. And also, I will be talking next week about podcasting on a budget in episode 32. So stay tuned for that. So you got to get some gear. Number 4, listen to episode 24, My Podcasting Process from A to Z. So there are a lot of steps to create a podcast. And I did an entire episode where I cover the whole process from start to finish. So that's great if you want to learn about this. There's links in there. You can find that at thepodcastdude.com/24. And really, I think, I don't know, that was like 45 minutes or an hour. But I didn't want to go into too much detail today about the whole entire process. Mainly, I just wanted to get you excited about it. I want to get you thinking about doing your own. So thepodcastdude.com/24 to hear the whole entire podcasting process. Okay. So you're down with this so far, right? You're interested in starting a podcast, but you got some questions. You're thinking, Aaron, but what if? What if? What if I don't have enough time? Yeah, podcasting takes some time, but you don't have to do a super long show. Sometimes shorter shows are better if you're crunched for time. I'll talk more about that, and I'm actually going to interview. I'm going to have my friend Ben Tolson on not next week, but January 4th, I think episode 33. And this guy, Ben Tolson, co-host of the Sean West podcast, does his own podcast called In the Boat with Ben. You can find that at intheboatwithben.com. This dude, in his mid-30s, has 6 kids, 6 boys. And he not only does his own podcast with his wife every week, usually about an hour long, but he does 2 podcasts with Sean McCabe on the Sean West podcast. So he's going to talk about how he pulls that off, how he makes time, how he finds time, how he manages his time. So stay tuned for that. That'll be 2 episodes from now. But Aaron, what if I don't have enough money? If you don't have enough money to buy gear, I want to say you don't have to spend $500 to start podcasting. If you spend that much, you'll sound good, or at least you'll be on your way to sounding good. But use what you have when you're starting off and start saving for a nicer microphone. It's really important. As far as hosting goes, for hosting, I talk more about that in the podcast process episode, but SoundCloud actually has a free tier for podcast hosting. So go check that out. Just Google SoundCloud podcast and you can check that out. Otherwise, I recommend Simplecast at simplecast.fm. It's $12 a month for unlimited storage, unlimited hosting. It's a beautiful web interface that you can use. They have statistics built in. It's great. Simplecast.fm. But Aaron, what if I don't have a co-host? I say screw a co-host. You don't need one. Speak directly to your listener instead. Kind of like how I do. I'm talking to you right now. Maybe down the road, you'll meet someone who will be a good fit for you. Maybe not. Either way, I don't think you need to have a co-host to do a podcast. Yeah, you might have to do a little bit more work because you won't be relying on someone else to have a conversation with. But maybe that work will actually be better because you'll be forced to speak directly to your audience, directly one-on-one to your listener, which creates a really great personal bond. Corey Miller says he's going to kick off. Yeah, Corey, you need to start a solo show. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't have a co-host. I just want to clarify that because I think Corey Miller in the chat is a little bit confused. I'm saying if you can't find someone who shares your passion, who has your goals, who meets your criteria, for whatever reason, if you can't find one, start a show without one. You can do it. I believe in you. But Aaron, what if I want to interview famous people and they won't talk to me or they won't agree to come on my show? I don't have access to them. Again, do a solo show for a while. If you've never done a podcast before, there are quite a few things that you'll need to learn. So do that for a while, get familiar with the process. And after that, maybe interview some people who aren't quite as famous. Work on building up your audience and the number of shows that you finished. Then start reaching out to the bigger names and you say, hey, I've been doing this show for a while. This is what I'd like to talk to you about. Would you be interested in coming onto my show? They're going to go check out your website. They're going to see that you have a podcast in iTunes and they know that it's not going to be a waste of time. Work on that. But Aaron, I don't have an audience or many followers. Who's going to listen to my show? Well, now's the time to start working on that. This is why you're starting a podcast. People want to follow people who give, people who teach. So as soon as you start giving and teaching, you'll start seeing your audience grow. It happens, trust me. If you're not producing anything, if you're not giving anything away, if you're not teaching anyone, if you're not engaging with anyone, why would someone who doesn't know you want to follow you? Podcasting is a great way to say, hey, here's what I'm putting out into the world. Here's what I care about. Here's what I'm passionate about. It will attract other people who share that passion. Like I said, it's a great way to make friends. So really, 2016, it's time to start your podcast. If you've been thinking about it, if you've been on the fence, you need to start your podcast. So I want to end with something that my friend Corey Miller said, something I asked him. He started a podcast recently. So I asked him two questions. First question I asked him was, what made you decide to start your podcast? Because I know he's been listening to podcasts for a long time, but he started one a couple months ago with Kyle Adams. It's called Behind the Brand. It's actually a fantastic resource for, if you're interested in learning about podcasting, go to behindthebrand.com and listen to their show, because it'll help you out a lot. So Corey, I asked him, what made you decide to start your podcast? And he said, I decided to start podcasting because I love sharing what I know and giving people resources to do what they want to do. Talking comes more naturally to me than writing. Corey loves talking. And I like expressing my personality within business talk. I also wanted to step up and build an audience that needed what I offer, and podcasting gave me a great platform to do that. I want to help people build better brands and do more for others, and having a podcast allows me to do that. So second, I asked Corey, what would you tell someone who is on the fence about starting? And he said, if you're on the fence about getting started, I would ask you to think about the people who are being robbed of the knowledge you have to share. Yes, podcasting is hard and it takes work, and some days you'll want to quit, but what you have to bring to the world could actually change someone's life. Don't let fear stand in your way. Stop waiting and get going, because there are people out there who need to hear what you have to say. So I think that's great advice, Corey. Couldn't have said it better myself. All right, so that's the show for today, guys. Let me know if you have any questions. Thanks for listening. If you have questions, if you have feedback, if you have decided after listening to this to finally start your show, I'm excited for you. Send me email, aaron@thepodcastdude.com. Let me know. I also want to say you guys should think about joining the Sean West community. The Sean West community is an online community for entrepreneurs, for podcasters, for people doing their own thing, for people who aren't stuck, or people who don't want to get stuck doing something they don't like for the rest of their life. I'm not the only one who does what they want here in the community. We're all working towards something, and it's a great place to get encouragement and helpful advice and feedback about your projects, collaborate with people. It's probably the greatest place on the internet. If there's a better place on the internet, I have not found one yet. So go to seanwest.com/community. You can hang out in the live chat system that we have. I'm in there all the time, so you can ask me questions about audio, about podcasting. There's so many people here that have so much experience, and they're all awesome, and they're all very, very friendly and helpful. It's the greatest. So I wanted to give a shout out to a couple of podcasters from the community. Actually, people who have started podcasts recently, this year. They took the plunge and they started a podcast. A couple people. First, Charlie Prangley and Femke. And Femke, I don't know if she's listening. Does anyone know how to say her last name? Does she have a last name? All I could find was VS. And I don't know, like, versus? This? I don't know how to say her last name. Anyways, Femke and Charlie started a podcast called Design Life Podcast. And this is a podcast about design and side projects for motivated creators. Go check this out at designlife.fm. It's a great podcast. They're killing it over there. Like that show. Ed Williams started the ArcLight Podcast, which is a podcast for indie comic creators. If you're interested in making comics or learning about how people make comics, go to arclightcomics.com/podcast. Garrett Mickley started the Learning to Learn Podcast. And, oh gosh, Garrett, I copied your iTunes link, so I don't have the website. Ooh! You can find all the links to these shows on the show notes, thepodcastdude.com/31. Sorry, Garrett. Anyways, great shows. Congratulations, guys, for starting. I'm proud of you. I know it's a lot of work. Trust me, I know it's a lot of work, but you're doing great jobs. Keep it up. Now that I've mentioned you on the show, you're going to have to keep going, because otherwise people are going to go, and down the road, they're going to like visit your site and they'll be like, where's the podcast? So you can't stop now. Can't stop, won't stop. All right. Let's see. What else is going on? I'm still working on my products. I know I've talked about this before. I'm working on some free courses, or a free course about podcasting with GarageBand. If you're thinking about starting a podcast, I need to get that finished so you can watch it. GarageBand's a great, great free or cheap product for recording and editing podcasts. So I'm going to do a course on how to use that. I'm a bigger fan of using Logic Pro X for editing podcasts, but that's a $200 app and it's a professional level app, but I'm going to make a course on that as well. So I'm working on those things. I know it's as of right now, Christmas is coming up in a couple of days, so holidays tend to be a little bit crazy, but maybe I'll find some downtime to make some more progress on that stuff. And also, I got a question from a listener. He had asked, how do I make money as a podcast editor? How do I do podcast editing? So I had a conversation with him over email, and I because of that conversation, I ended up writing an outline for a book that I'm going to do, or maybe a course, who knows, about how to make a living as a podcast editor. So if you're interested in that, send me some questions, aaron@thepodcastdude.com. Let me know. Love to talk to you about it. All right. That was a fun show. Get some outro music going on here. Start your podcast. Seriously, start your podcast already. It's time. 2016, the year of the podcast. Okay, Ben Lamb asks, what are the qualities of a good co-host? I don't think I will be able to carry a show on my own. Okay, Ben, first off, I think you could carry a show on your own. I think you'd, well, let me ask you this. Do you do writing? Are you writing like blog posts or anything as of right now? Because that's big. If you're not, solo shows are hard, I think, unless you are familiar with writing and reading out loud. So that might be a good place to start. If you're not really writing, start writing. Even if it's just like, you know, 100 words, 200 words about something that you're interested in and that you care about, that you would like to talk about, that can be huge. Qualities of a good co-host. I think the qualities of a good co-host, first and foremost, is somebody that aligns with your vision. Or, you know, alternatively, if you're the co-host, then your vision, your goals for the podcast, what you're interested in talking about, what you're interested in sharing with your audience are aligned with your other person, your host or your co-host. Compatible personalities. Corey Miller in the chat said compatible personalities is huge. Having it be a friend is good because it will feel more natural. And also someone who has a background in what you're talking about is good. Great points, Corey. I'll just let you guys respond and then I'll read it out loud. I'm just kidding. No, that's really true. I think complementary personalities are good, because if you have, trying to think of how to describe this. If you have a warm, excitable, bubbly personality, if you like to talk a lot, if you do a podcast with somebody else similar to that, then it may be kind of overwhelming for your audience. I found that one of the first podcasts that I was on, the Sean West podcast, I think that worked out pretty well. I enjoy podcasting with Sean because he is more, I'm not going to say slower paced, but he's more thoughtful and has kind of a more mellow personality most of the time, which I felt and I feel like works well with my personality. Yeah. some other great qualities to have, someone who's consistent, you know, show up on time, someone who's interested in working on the show, you know, not just when you're about to record, but someone who's thinking about it during the week and talking to people and promoting it and writing for future episodes, saving topics that they come across. I think those are really, really important as well. Someone who's on board with, if you have a monetization strategy, someone who's on board with that, you know, if I were to do a podcast with somebody who is interested in selling ads, that would be an issue because I don't think the best way to make money from podcasting is to sell ads. That's a story for another day. Yeah, people who are aligned with your goals. I might actually, you know what? I might add this. I'm going to do a show in the future about how to fire a co-host. So maybe I'll add this question to that. Make it a part of that show. I got fired once. Not really. Had a disagreement. Okay, so Ed Williams asked, and I think he's asking it hypothetically. He asked, I just started out in my niche. Who am I to podcast? What could I talk about? Yeah, as much as I encourage people to start podcasts, if you're just starting out, if you don't know a lot about something, it's probably not the right time to start a podcast. Because, well, it depends. Not all podcasts are about teaching people. A lot of them are. Okay, so I got a couple examples. Let's talk about web design. If you're just starting out web design, if you've only been doing it and learning about it for 2 or 3 months, you're not going to have a lot of advice to share to people. You might be able to teach people that are even newer to you, but I'm guessing that's not going to be a sustainable thing. You can't do that every single week. What you could do is learn something new every week and then talk about what you've learned in a way that'll help somebody else. That's a possibility, but that's going to be a lot of work. That's going to require a lot of dedication because you don't have as much knowledge to pull from. You're having to go out and learn something and then regurgitate it back in a helpful way to someone else. Definitely possible. I've heard shows like that. And Corey Miller says, all you need to know is more than the person you're teaching. That is true. But podcasting is also time consuming. And so if you want to get really good at something, it's important to focus a lot of time to it. Another example, let's say you want to do a comedy podcast. Say you want to, you're a comedian, you're not very experienced, but you want to do it. Comedy podcast could be a great way to practice. Your audience might not be very big. You might not get a huge audience or grow your audience very much, but you could do a podcast where you test out your new jokes every week. I'm not a comedian, so I don't know how you guys do that. You write some materials, you share it, and then maybe you ask your audience, talk to your audience about what worked, what didn't. That's going to be doing, since your primary goal as a comedian is to entertain, you know, and educate in some way, depending on what you're talking about, then you're going to be working on your craft it's almost like performing live every week. So you might suck for a while. You really might suck for a while, but the act of doing it, I think, and intentionally working to get better, working to write better jokes, working to have better delivery, getting more comfortable talking at a microphone, I think podcasting could be great for that. In my case, talk about me personally. In my case, I had a few things that I knew I wanted to talk about. I had a lot of things I could talk about when I started this podcast back in April. But I discovered so much more that I had to talk about. There were like hidden treasures in my mind of topics and things that I knew about that weren't at the front of mind. And it was really, I didn't discover them until I started digging because I needed some topics to talk about. And then once I was like, okay, I could talk about that topic. Then it was, I know some things, but I need to go out and learn some more things. And the process of, you know, doing research and studying exposed me to some other things that I could talk about. So it all, it was like a tree, it kind of grew and spread. So that's a benefit. I think that's one of the main benefits of doing a podcast is you're going to expand your knowledge while growing an audience. And if you can get people involved, if you can interview people, even better. So I hope that helped, man. Okay, one more question. Florin asked, when you're talking and you make a mistake, like bumping the mic, do you insert a marker in your recordings to be able to correct it faster? Yes and no. For me, I think if you're just editing a podcast and you wanted to get through it super, super fast, just like boom, 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 then you should drop a marker if you make a mistake. I listen, since I do extensive show notes, I apply a timestamp for every paragraph, every takeaway. Go look at thepodcastdude.com, check out some of the show notes, you'll see what I'm talking about. I am listening through as I'm writing these show notes, and I just make edits to mistakes as I hear them. So, and really, there's if you have a podcast editor, it could definitely help just to make sure that they do not miss that. Hopefully they're listening, if you're paying them to edit, hopefully they're listening to the whole thing. But I don't know your arrangement. So I don't, Florent, but it's definitely an option. All right, guys, that's going to do it for the show today. Thanks for listening. I will talk to you all next week, where I'm talking about, I know the topic in advance, podcasting on a budget. It's going to be a good show. All right, guys, talk to you later. Go get some work done. Seriously.